This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, March 3rd, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning, Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. What's up?
That is the foursome. We're going to be talking a lot of Deebo Samuel on the show today as Adam Peters and the Commanders take a big swing. Sam Fortier from the Post will join us at 8 to give us his perspective on what this means for the Washington Commanders. We'll also talk some college hoops. Randolph Childress, analyst for the ACC Network, is going to join us at 9 o'clock. Speaking of hoops, today you're going to want to stay tuned because we are starting a Buckets and Bets promo. We're going to give away one keyword per day, three times during our show, and you're going to have a chance to win just a fantastic prize. You're going to be with a friend, fly away to Florida to Buckets and Bets, March 20th to the 23rd at Seminole Hard Rock and Casino Hotel. So it's a good prize. Stay tuned. We're going to give away one keyword per day. We'll do it three times on the show. So stay tuned for that. I kind of have a bone to pick with Cakes to start off the show, and I know we're going to talk about it later. I saw you hated Anora. I actually went and saw it on Saturday night with my wife.
Yeah.
Now, I'll say this. This is how many people were in the entire theater. went to the theater. It was kind of a late night decision. Whenever we go out with a babysitter, our daughter gets upset. She gets jealous that she's not going. So we just strategized, well, let's just wait till she falls asleep. Dylan's here. Dylan's watching UFC. We'll just take off.
What time did the movie start?
9. And she fell asleep like right at 8:40.
It is a long movie.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's 2+ hours.
I know, I watched it Sunday morning.
And I mean, I wish I had those 2+ hours back.
See, I'm just stunned. What didn't you like about the movie?
I basically didn't like anything about the movie.
You didn't think it was funny?
Didn't think it was. It was billed as a comedy, and I felt like Jason sitting in the show, not laughing. I might have snickered twice during the whole movie.
It was supposed to be a comedy?
That's how it was billed when I rented it, and it said the first thing it's descriptor.
Oh, both comedy. You guys watched it at home too. That's nubs.
Doesn't matter. I could have watched that in the director's house.
You still like it or not.
I could have watched it at home.
It's,
I could have watched it with you and Jen.
It's considered a romantic comedy.
Okay. It's not a traditional rom-com at all, but it's funny. It sort of like says. I thought the, I don't know how you describe the guy. The big guy looks Persian, I guess Armenian.
Yeah.
That ends up getting a black eye. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, he was funny throughout.
For whatever reason, it couldn't have landed flatter with both my wife and I.
Did you look at your phone during the movie?
No, I was.
See, when you're at home, you can get distracted.
I was completely engaged in the movie, waiting for it to get good, and waiting for all this Best Picture hype.
And it won.
It's won Best Picture. Had a great night. Like the lead actress won.
Director.
Everybody won except for Demi Moore. It sounds like right.
Demi Moore's not in the movie.
She wasn't in that.
I thought she was.
No, she's in The Substance.
It's a way different movie. Which, by the way, I'm sure The Substance is way better than Anora.
Oh, you know what's funny about that is...
Oh, Mikey Madison. That's right. That's right.
My wife and I went on Saturday night to see it. And then she wanted to see The Substance. And I was like, I don't think it's what you expect.
Probably not.
It's a gory movie.
The only redeeming quality of Anora to me was the gratuitous nudity.
All the cheeks.
The gratuitous nudity.
I mean, there's so much pounding in the movie.
that's the only redeeming quality. And
I couldn't disagree more. Now,
that's not what I'm seeking that movie out for.
I didn't think it was a 5 out of 5.
So many F words.
I thought it was pretty good.
But I thought
it was a fun movie.
The fact that it won Best Picture is, to me, frankly, it's embarrassing.
Well, it's Oscars.
It's embarrassing.
But I think it's because it's like a societal statement about the difference in the classes, like the 99% gap in Russian oligarch and these people that can do whatever they want.
I understand the concept.
And then you have of the rung.
It just was not, to me, it was not an entertaining movie.
I'm just surprised you didn't find it funny.
It certainly wasn't Best Picture worthy.
Now, Valdez, you watched it Sunday morning?
Sunday morning.
That's an odd choice.
Sunday morning. Woke up and I must have been bored. I go, Oscars are tonight.
It was playing.
Yeah. Kevin hyped it up and I did my homework and watched it because he told me to and I put it on. I thought it was a good movie, but when I was watching it, I was like, there's no way this wins Best Picture.
That's what I was thinking. I was like half
the cakes didn't like it. See, at least you thought it was good.
I was entertained.
My wife and I walked out and I said,
so you thought it was good. You thought it was a decent
movie. I thought it was good. I like the substance better.
Right.
Okay. I actually told my wife when we walked out, I was like, that was pretty good. Mm. I was like, good, not great. Okay. I like a 4 out of 5.
I gave it a 3. I gave it a 3.5.
And you gave it a 1.
I gave it 2 cake batters.
Two?
Well,
that's better than what you said.
Only because of the nudity.
It was butt long. And then
it was 2 hours and 20 minutes. Like that could have been a 90-minute movie.
And the scene when they're looking for somebody went on. It was interminable.
Right.
I mean, it was so long, that scene.
The ending sucked, too. I'm sorry. The ending was bad.
See, I had a feeling that you wouldn't like it because it's an ambiguous ending. And the guy actually said it last night. Is his name Chris Baker? The
I think
director,
it's Sean Baker.
I think it's
Sean.
Yeah. Okay, Sean Baker. He said that he intentionally ended it that way, so
that's
subject
fine.
To interpretation.
He can end it however he wants, but I'm just telling you that that picture, not for cakes.
I liked it. I thought it was fun. There's a lot of sex. I thought it was pretty funny.
Did your wife like it?
Yeah.
I mean, do you understand? Anora won the same award that The Departed one, that Parasite, which blows that movie out of the water, Silence of the Lambs won the same award as Anora. Are you freaking kidding me? Schindler's List, Titanic. Those movies are in a different stratosphere than what I watched over the weekend.
Okay, but maybe there weren't any good movies this year. What did you want to win?
That could be the case.
What did you want to win?
I mean,
he hadn't seen any other ones.
The only other movie I saw on the list is Wicked. Yeah. And now, after watching that, Anora makes me not want to watch Conclave or The Brutalist. It makes me think all those movies are going to stink too.
Well, they're just going to be different.
Sure.
This was a different type
you
movie.
Know what?
I think EB would like it because of all the cheeks.
Maybe.
A lot of cheeks.
What's the setting? Is it current?
Current.
New York. Yeah.
Contemporary New York.
New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sex worker gets together with a Russian oligarch's kid and they kind of fall in love, get married. Russian oligarch's family gets bitter and
tries to get it annulled
because he got married to a stripper.
Right, and he's young,
and it shames the family.
Right. I got you.
I'm begging you to watch it. I need your feedback on
no
it.
No chance.
I mean, know you're going to hate it.
Everything you said about it.
I know you're going to hate it. And the fact that Kevin
thought you and all I of us like would love it. You and I like similar movies.
This is now two real big strikes on Kevin, and we've known him forever. Wall-E and Wall-E. Nora. Two big
ones. Wow, it's in the Wall-E class?
Maybe not that bad, but the fact that it won Best Picture... Really,
it was shocking.
Sets me off.
The entire movie. I'm waiting for like a hammer to drop or something that's going to blow me away.
I was just waiting for anything to happen. I was just sitting around, just waiting for something to happen,
and nothing happened.
Certainly nothing Best Picture worthy. Again, it's more proof that I need to book a spaceship with Jason, and we just need to blast off. This planet is not for us.
I liked
this entertainment.
I liked it. Sounds like Valdez liked it. You hated it.
Yeah, it was not.
I didn't
hate it, but I was expecting much.
I thought the ending.
Best Picture hype.
I thought the ending was genius. Ending was genius.
Mm-hmm. I liked it. I thought that guy. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
Man, that was a bad movie.
I don't know how to describe him. The Russian thug that was kind of quiet throughout. Yeah, yeah. That was in the final scene.
The Russian heavy that had a heart.
Is that Igor?
Igor. Yes. He played Igor, yeah.
You're a Borisov.
He didn't say many words in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, he's nominated for Best Supporting Actor. Do you give him 100 words in the movie? I don't think so.
No chance.
You know what reminded me of is like this last half of the movie reminded me of Uncut Gems, where it's all chaotic and I can see that. Displaced, and it's kind of making you feel frantic and making you feel anxious.
Didn't the guy who did Uncut Gems, didn't he do the movie with Robert Pattinson? Was it called Good Time? I think that's the name of it. Kind of in a similar vein. Kevin loved it. I hated it.
Oh, okay.
Mm. So you know, maybe Kevin and I are just we're divergent when it comes to movies at this point.
But you watched it at home, correct?
Watched it at home, yeah.
Did you ever think about just
I want that $6 back.
Did you ever just think about turning it off?
No, it's worth sticking through to the end, but it's certainly not Best Picture worthy.
Gotcha.
Like that's a huge accomplishment. That's a huge award.
There was a point in the movie where I'm saying to myself,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When am I going to see the parents? When is this going to end? But it was still good. But
I mean, if you're saying that to yourself, I don't see how you can call it that good. But yeah, he gave it three crab claws. That's not very good. That's pretty mediocre.
He gave it three and a half.
Three and a half.
Mm.
No, maybe I'm bumping it down to 3, revising
it. That's my guy.
I liked it. I thought it was good. It won. Mm. We'll get into the Academy Awards a bit later. Hosted by Conan O'Brien. Like I said, we got Sam Fortier from the Washington Post. We'll get into the Debo Samuel stuff. Randolph Childress, analyst for the ACC Network. You want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Sports Junkies text line. That's presented by Lido Pizza. A local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Coming up next, Adam Peters and the Commanders take a big swing. Do you like it? The trade for Debo Samuels. We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's Almaced.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.